So how are delegates to the Democratic convention taking all those security measures and warnings about a possible terrorist attack? NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to find out.
Lisa Braganza is a delegate from Chicago, and she says she simply will not worry about some theoretical threat.
Not at all. I brought my entire family here. I have a 3-year-old son, I have a 7-year-old son, and my husband's here, and they're out touring all over Boston. They're going to come and join me at some events, and we are going to make a really fun vacation of this. Part of it is I refuse to be scared, and part of it is that I really am not scared.
Most of the people we talk to are not that concerned about their personal safety. However, not everyone is as sanguine as Lisa Braganza. Her fellow Illinois delegate, Susan Shea from Springfield, grinned and said her mother was a little bit worried.
Her last parting words were, "Be careful." And I turned around and I looked at her and I says, "Goodness, Mom, that, yeah, I remember you telling me that 50 years ago." So we're not going to do stupid things or make mistakes, but we're not afraid to come to this.
Many people observed that to be frightened would be to let the terrorists win and seemed proud to take whatever risk there may be. Charlene Coates is from Parma, Ohio. She's a poet, a Kucinich delegate. She takes care of her grandmother.
It makes perfect sense for me to do this, and I had the support of my family and friends. There were some real tight hugs when I left, you know, I guess a just-in-case hug, but I think everybody's just apprehensive right now. I think everything's going to go just fine.
Anybody try to talk you out of coming?
Not at all. Everyone was very encouraging.
Stephen K. Cook came to the convention from Morgantown, West Virginia. He says they had an unusual send-off from their children.
Be safe as we were leaving to come to the convention. That's not the normal kind of departing comment that they would make, be safe.
And is it just like even in the sort of in the corner of your mind to be aware of where you are and who's around you?
It's always in the corner. It's been in the corner of my mind since 9/11, yes. We're all in some kind of fear mode. We know that it could happen now. I think we were kind of oblivious to it before. We're not now.
Steve Cook noted that with all the police presence, right now Boston may be one of the safest places in the country. Most of the delegates are taking the long lines and the delays in stride, but the stepped-up security is also a reminder of the stepped-up risk. Helen Laura Lopez is the Democratic County Chair from Taos, New Mexico.
When I was down at Faneuil Square yesterday and seeing all the barricades go up and the huge amount of security, it was discomforting. And it gets a little bit comforting, too.
Also from New Mexico, the state party treasurer, Judy Baker of Las Cruces, wondered if it was really sensible to spend so much money on security. She laughed when I asked her if her family was worried about her being in Boston.
My daughter and her family live in Texas, and they've been listening to the news, of course. And she did call me, about 2 weeks ago and wanted to know where I wanted to be married, either in New Mexico or Texas. I said, "Well, honey, don't worry about that. It'll be fine."
Do you think she was genuinely concerned, or was she just kidding?
I think a little of both.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Boston.